New Orleans had its very own golden age of television in the 1960s, and celebrity couple Bob and Jan Carr were at the center of it. Bob and Jan graced the airwaves of WWL and broadcasted a TV show for WDSU from the rooftop of the Royal Orleans Hotel, only blocks from their Bourbon Street home. Bob and Jan tell their tale from the very beginning in this edition of NOLA Life Stories.
During high school, I was juggling between architecture. I loved architecture and the arts, but I also got involved in these plays, so I got stage struck. Next thing I knew, I wanted to go into theater.
Oh, I wanted to be a dancer and an actress. That's why I wanted to go to Carnegie Tech.
Well, I got involved in the drama department, and I never changed. And consequently, I then also met my wife, Jan, in the drama department, and we fell in love and got married.
When the first time I saw him, he was on the top of a fire engine on the ladder. The truck was going through the Carnegie campus. Then shortly after that, I met him, and I fell in love immediately. I fell in love dancing with him because he was such a good dancer.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
She did a summer stint with the Rockettes, and that was a big deal for us in those days. A couple claims to fame was, one year I did an awful lot of Coca-Cola ads. They kind of photograph you and then they redo the ads, but that was kind of fun to be see my face on Coca-Cola things.
50 million times a day, at home, at work, or on the way, there's nothing like a Coca-Cola, nothing like a Coke.
We got hired to come down here to WWL.
And we were like, you know, we were the husband and wife, which at that time, believe it or not, back in those years, when we even moved to New Orleans and went to work for WWL radio, it was funny because they didn't allow husbands and wives at that time who were married to work together. They wanted them to have separate jobs, not the same, working for the same company, which was really amazing. So I broke that rule, and we became the husband and wife symbol.
Later, with Peter Mayer Advertising, Peter Mayer of Peter Mayer Advertising, who we got into the, this is Bob and this is Jan for Louisiana. That was a commercial that we did for Peter Mayer Advertising, and that sort of scanned, and Peter said, oh, that's it. You're gonna be known as Bob and Jan from now on, Bob and Jan for Louisiana. And even till this day, occasionally, somebody who maybe recognizes me or something will say, oh, you're Bob and Jan with Louisiana. We haven't done Louisiana commercials for 50 years, but that sort of stuck.
Louisiana is specially blended for iced tea. You brew it up, and when you pour Louisiana over ice, it comes alive, bursting with great iced tea flavor. Louisiana, the right tea for iced tea.
I felt like we were living a special life, kind of an enchanted life, a sort of a bizarre life. Living in the quarter, we felt when you go in your house, you're kind of, it's secure and it's a certain, the family is kind of together and life is comfortable and safe, but right outside the door is kind of this, all this stuff evolving around, and you can be in part of it or not in part of it. I guess it's a certain amount of dangerous feeling. I don't know, flirting with danger like Icarus and the flame or something, I don't know.